Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, Susan Fischer joins us. She's Vice President of Government Affairs for McDonnell Carano Wilson for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Early in the morning or throughout the night, professional truck drivers are on the job, serving you, safely moving freight that's crucial to our economy. From the oldest industries to our newest innovators, from the exotic to the everyday, trucks are everywhere, moving everything. Never afraid to embrace a future that makes Nevada and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this program the day before the election, so we will not talk about the election because we will all look stupid if we come out with predictions.
Indeed.
We're joined by the Vice President of Government Affairs for McDonnell Carano Wilson, Susan Fischer. Pleasure to have you on the program, as
Thanks,
always.
Thanks, Sam. Happy to be here.
Okay, so I want to talk about... start out with blockchains, because they just made their big announcement in Prague, which ironically, Lance Gilman gave away the whole thing about 3 months ago on the program, talking about what their plan was. For those that don't know, they bought a huge amount of acreage,
67,000
acres, which is unbelievable.
Yeah.
Just for an example, Grand Sierra Resort in Reno is on 150 acres. Mm-hmm. If you look at City Center, I believe that's less than 80 acres. Mm-hmm. So when you think of 67,000 acres, it's about the size of Reno.
Right.
And what they plan to do is build a community that is going to use the blockchain technology that they use, which is called Ethereum, which is one of the various kinds of blockchain technologies. And again, for those that may not be familiar, my simple explanation is blockchain technology is a sophisticated form of accounting.
Correct.
Okay.
And a lot of people think that when you say blockchain, oh, we're talking about cryptocurrency, and so they immediately go negative on it. There's so much more to it than that. So much more.
Do you want to give in a couple of examples?
No, because I can't. I wish I could.
Bring it's Tyson
still,
in.
Yeah. It's still, I mean, I have that much knowledge of blockchain because the potential for whether you're using it for healthcare, education, energy, money exchange, everything, there's so much to it. It's this untapped potential. It's kind of like, stem cell research. There's so much potential there.
And you can take out a lot of the middlemen, you can take out government, you can do all kinds of things that allow companies, governments, whomever, to be able to look at the accounting and see a completely accurate picture without having to resort to previous versions. But you know what I tell people, which is, you know, when I pick up my cell phone and make a phone call, I have no idea how it works. I just know that I pick up the phone and I make a call. And I think that for most people, our understanding of blockchain needs to be that it's a form of accounting, not that we have to know how to make it work.
Exactly.
Because otherwise it becomes too complicated.
See, I don't know how we make these things work.
Right.
Televisions and how signals go through the air. I don't know how airplanes stay up in the air.
Right.
I mean, it's been explained to me and I understand aerodynamics, but it's magic still.
Well, but one of the things that I think that's so important is for mass market, you have to have things that are simple. To operate, you don't have to understand them. For example, when computers first came out, you had all these wires that you had to plug in, and people had a hard time. They didn't know where to plug what. And then all of a sudden, there was a green wire that plugged into the green hole and a yellow
wire. Brilliant.
And all of a sudden, we could all do it.
And you know why that came about that way? Because there was competition.
Right.
There was a lot of competition. You know, after a number of years in the computer industry, we had competition finally.
Another thing that that blockchains is talking about is housing. And there's a misconception about Story County. Story County is not a big fan of wanting housing, but there are areas, Painted Rock, for example, that are zoned for housing. And that's what blockchains is talking about when they're talking about building 20,000 homes. With the growth that is continuing, it's not like it's coming, it's continuing, where do you see us heading? I'm already getting a sense from, for example, Reno City Council of a no-growth pushback at this point in time.
I am very afraid that we're going to be hearing conversation about that. And there's also conversation about forms of rent control, which is devastating to the building industry. And if you're building apartment complexes, traditional rental properties, and you know that it's going to be rent controlled, you're not going to build it. You'll go build something else, or you'll just build the higher end stuff that's not going to fit into that. There are ways to incentivize affordable housing, but the moratoriums. I remember when we had the moratoriums here in the mid 70s, late 70s, and that was just devastating to the economy, absolutely devastating. Now, in the bigger economic global picture, we were having problems nationwide at that same time too, but that really, really hurt our local economy here.
And one of the things that, you know, and I think it's pretty obvious to people that have been watching and listening to this program for a long time, that I am very pro-business and pro-growth. Yeah. I think if you're not growing, you're dying.
Exactly.
And so, you know, you need to continue to push forward. But there are major issues that come up that are going to have to be resolved over time, infrastructure being a major one.
Yeah, and you look at the number of homes that blockchains wants to build out there. We have I-80. Have you been out there anytime in the morning or late afternoon and see all the traffic that's going out there now? Imagine if there are additional 20,000 people. They're not all going to be working there. Are they going to build a city and say, okay, you can only live here if you're working for us? Or is it, you know, I don't know how that's going to work, but where are they going to go to school? They're going to go to school in Fernley or get shipped into Sparks? Or will there be another road going up over the back and coming back into Spanish Springs? I think there's been some discussion about that, but how do you move all those people around?
Well, one of the things that's interesting is Tesla, for example, is got ride sharing already in place. And so if you're coming from a certain area, you can help hook up with three or four other people who are coming from that area. And so the companies themselves are looking at, you know, how do we resolve these issues? And in a way, I think it's kind of fascinating because we have so many of these huge companies now that have come to the area. Back in the late 70s, when we saw the last boom of this size, even though it was microscopic by comparison, you didn't see the MGM Grand resolving housing issues, infrastructure issues. They built their own infrastructure around the confluence of 395 and I-80.
Right.
And they put in their own water reservoir. But in terms of, you know, major...
And they said, we'll build it and they'll come.
Right, right.
Right.
But you're seeing these corporations taking a lead, not only there, but also in terms of the university system, the high school system. I find that very impressive.
I do, too. And I think that, you know, they want to be good corporate citizens also. They want to pay decent wages, and they want to make sure that their people live in a decent way. You talked about ride sharing. I happened to be at, Silver Legacy one day picking up a client first thing in the morning, and here a number of white vans there, and a bunch of people came out, and they were all headed out to Panasonic, to Tesla, because they're living there. They have a couple of floors, either at Silver Legacy or El Dorado.
Actually, at Circus, they've got 500 rooms.
Okay, and they're actually living there, and they have they've set it up sort of like dorm rooms, where they have communal kitchen and laundry facilities, and you know, they worked out a good deal. It's good for Circus. It's good for the company and their employees, and I think that's really terrific. And they're keeping more of the cars off the roads too.
I think it's
what
also
we need is light rail, though, out to there.
Okay, so what do you think the chance? Are you hearing discussion about that at this point?
No, I'm not, but I think that at some point this community needs to be looking at that.
But now, okay, so you bring up another whole area which we can divert to, which is what I love about this program, which is that we are diverting people, whether they like it or not, to public transportation in an area that really isn't necessarily suited for public transportation. If you're in London or New York, there's a bus that comes by every 10 minutes. The same with the subway. But here, it's a lot more difficult to negotiate.
It is. Now, I think if you talk to the experts at RTC, they would say, well, we have a good system in place. And I see the buses all over the road. And very honestly, I've only been on a local bus, a City Fare bus, once in my life. When they opened up a new route, I thought, what the heck, I'm going to try it out. It was an experience that I really care to do again, but it was kind of cool to be on this new bus the first time. A lot of people ride the buses here, but I think that we would do better perhaps having more smaller buses rather than the great big ones. I don't know, I'm not a transportation expert, but you see a lot of empty buses going along too. So maybe we need to rethink how we have our buses.
Well, and now,
and it's not a real walkable town. You know, Las Vegas is not a walkable town. Reno's not a real walkable
town. Especially winter and summer.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, when I first came to Reno, I came in the summer, didn't have a car. And I remember walking, and man, that was brutal.
You know, I have a daughter who has a car. She prefers to just park it, and she rides her bike everywhere. She rides her bike to work every single day, year round. So it is doable.
It is.
But, although but this is not a biking friendly town either.
No, and also I see tons and tons of bike lanes and not so many bikes in those bike lanes.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that we could have really used now, and I know that there are those who politically are against him, but Senator Reid had incredible power to bring infrastructure. And we don't have that at this point in time. And it's not their fault. You've got to be there 30, 40 years in the Congress to be able to get that kind of status. But I think that that's really where we have a loss with no Senator Reid.
I absolutely agree with that. He got a lot of federal transportation dollars back to us. Now, Dina Titus, Congresswoman Titus, is, you know, she's got seniority now, and she's on the right committees, and she's our go-to person for bringing infrastructure dollars to us, but you need that tenure there. And I fear that the way things are going, we don't have a lot of tenure anymore, and we may never have the same sort of tenure that we had under Senator Reid.
And one of the biggest problems is that everybody is running for a job, that once they get it, they immediately run for another job.
I know, really ticks me off.
Let's take a break. More with Susan Fisher when we come back.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we're taping this the day before the election with Susan Fisher. She's the Vice President of Government Affairs for McDonnell Carano Wilson. So you were talking about Denatitis. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people who've been around a while in Northern Nevada will remember Denatitis very well when she was in the legislature for a fair share.
Right.
It cost Washoe County a lot of money. Mm-hmm. Tom Gallagher of Summit Engineering was on the program celebrating his 40th anniversary of his company and talking about fair share between what's going on in Story County and what's going on in Sparks, Reno, and other areas. And he says that these other areas are funding the growth in Story County, whereas Story County is not putting the money in, and he wants to see some kind of fair share. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, Lance Gilman would say there are rivers of cash that are coming out of Story County. Mm-hmm. Just in payroll alone, it's literally billions of dollars
right.
that are being spent in these other areas. What's your take on this?
Well, we had that discussion last legislative session. Assemblyman Skip Daly from Sparks
introduced.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Even when his old friend Danny Thompson, the former head of the AFL-CIO, got up and testified against Skip Daly, Mr. Union's bill, it was pretty funny. And then a long line of people got up to testify in opposition to it, including Story County managers who said, or the Story County manager who said, no, this is a bad bill. Is there some impact? Yes. But as Danny Thompson, for instance, pointed out, look, I may live up in Virginia City Highlands in Story County, but I buy my truck in Reno. I buy my groceries in Reno. I buy my fuel in Reno. I do this in Reno. I do this in Reno. If I have to go to a doctor, I go to Reno. So the revenue is still coming here. The people who are working out there, for the they're all still living here or in Fernley or Silver Springs. So the revenue is still going back to those communities. And is there an impact on us? Negative? Perhaps. I think it's perhaps more of a negative impact on Story County. Maybe they should say, well, maybe a certain percentage of the people, the workers, have to live here. I'm not suggesting that sort of a mandate because I don't like mandates like that. But yeah, there's an impact, but I think it's a positive impact rather than a negative one.
The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center has been putting out a map for quite a while now that doesn't show Reno Sparks as the center of the area, but shows the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center
as the center of the universe.
And everything is rotating around there. Mm-hmm. I know from discussions with other people, you know, Fallon, for example, it's not that far as their advertising campaign, 60 minutes to Reno, 30 minutes to Fernley. Mm-hmm. You know, the other communities are starting to see this. So do you see eventually, maybe 20, 30 years down the road, because that's how long it takes for redevelopment, that you're going to end up seeing the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, especially if Blockchains does what they say, mm-hmm. that is going to be the new center and Reno and Sparks will be almost suburbs?
I don't know. I don't know that I have a 20, 30-year vision. Those guys obviously do. It's hard for me to think that another community will eclipse us, but it certainly has happened in years past and centuries past, so why not? But I agree that I don't know that it'll be just all right around there, because we do have Fernley and Fallon, and there's Wadsworth, and there's Silver Springs, and Dayton is not that far with the new highway that goes across there, which is a beautiful road, by the way. Have you driven it yet?
Oh, yeah, just recently.
Yeah, it's really beautiful.
A lot of horses.
Yeah, a lot of horses. And, you know, that's a problem in itself. It's this beautiful, romantic thing, but they're sick horses for the most part, and they don't have the food and water resources that they need. So
well, and also the speed limit on that road is incredibly low because dangers, especially at night, of actually hitting a horse are tremendous.
They need some sort of barriers. They should have tunnels under or bridges over or something, the livestock. But I don't know if horses pay attention to those road signs.
Okay. All right, let's take a break on that note. More with Susan Fisher when we come back.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. At Design Outdoor, we specialize in all hardscapes, pavers, and walls you'll need for everything, from wonderful small yards to full-blown outdoor living. And we only refer the best contractors to make your vision a reality. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York. And because I represent men in all family law matters, women often call me gender traitor, woman hater, and even disgusting. So why represent men and target myself with these offensive monikers? It's simple. Children with fathers in their lives are 6 times less likely to drop out of school, 15 times less likely to go to prison, and 5 times less likely to commit suicide. So ladies, you can hate me, but please love your children more than you hate their fathers.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Susan Fisher. She is the Vice President of Government Affairs for McDonald Carano Wilson. So going back to that Tom Gallagher interview I was referring to recently, when he was on the program, head of Summit Engineering, he was talking about water issues and how the whole situation with the law and water issues is completely out of date, that everything we're dealing with in terms of the law in Nevada about water is 1,000% outdated and completely needs to be revised. Mm-hmm. Do you have thoughts on that?
Well, you know, certainly if anybody in our community knows water, it's Tom Gallagher. He knows it very well. I do think that it is time that we had some serious looks at it. But boy, you start talking about water and water rights and you get everybody up in arms and the sayings about how we drink whiskey and fight over water, that you want to start World War III in Nevada, just do that. Start opening up the water right laws. And there will be, this next legislative session, there will be some water discussions, although I know our state water engineer is going to be retiring at the end of the year. So it'll be interesting to see who the governor brings in, who they tap to fill that post, and what sort of ideas that they will have. Are they going to look at domestic wells and putting meters on those? And they're going to limiting the groundwater rights that people have had for decades and decades and decades that are grandfathered in? And we have a very complicated water system here.
It was interesting at the last speech that Senator Reid made to the Las Vegas Metro Chamber, and this is about 18 months ago, 2 years ago now, he said at the very beginning of his speech, and there were about 40 members of the chamber there, that the most important thing the chamber could do was ensure that they got the water from northeast Nevada down to the Las Vegas Strip, because it made a lot more sense to be flushing toilets in hotels on the Strip than growing alfalfa. And it didn't get a whole lot of coverage beyond this program, but I thought that that was a pretty significant statement.
That's a pretty significant statement. Does anybody remember Owens Valley?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Range Magazine, by the way, has a huge article on Los Angeles Water and Power and the Owens Valley, and I recommend everybody get a copy of Range Magazine.
I'll have to go pick up a copy. That's a good magazine. I need to do that anyway. You know, farming and ranching, the family farm is going by the byway anyway, just because it's hard to keep the kids on the farm to carry the tradition forward. I grew up on a farm. My sisters and I grew up on a farm, and none of us are still there farming. And so that family farm will go by the wayside in a number of years. I don't know when. And it's probably to the same degree the same with a lot of these alfalfa ranches. Although I'll tell you, Southern Nevada Water Authority already owns vast, vast acreage up through that valley. They've been buying ranches through there for many, many, many years. And one of your frequent guest Joe Guild, a good friend of mine, Joe Guild, manages those for Southern Nevada Water Authority. So, and the purpose of buying that up was to obtain the water rights. It wasn't because they wanted to be in the business of farming and ranching, which Joe loves so much, but it's to get the water. I hate seeing that slice of life go by the wayside. I just hate seeing that. But we need the water. But Las Vegas has also done an amazing job at conserving water. And the hotels do an amazing job at conserving water. And we've talked about this on the show before, Sam. There's very little water waste. The wasted water is what goes into landscaping, that goes into a blade of grass and goes up into a tree, and it doesn't go back into the system. But everything that goes down the shower, down the toilet, that all gets recycled, and it goes back into the system again. So, you know, who knows when they are going to have to say, okay, no more farming in central Nevada. I hope that at least a few ranchers will hold out and not sell. But when you're offered the prices that they're offered, it's hard to say no.
I'm thinking it's the children and or the grandchildren.
Exactly.
That eventually are the ones that give it up.
Exactly.
Susan, always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank
so
you
much
for
fun.
A very enjoyable and thoughtful discussion.
Thanks.
And good we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com. You can also download podcasts of the show free of charge from iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll see you on the next broadcast.